The Adventures of Max and Mia.
麦克斯和米亚的冒险。
Max, a curious cat, and Mia, a cheeky dog, spend a day in the zoo.
麦克斯是指好奇的猫，米亚是指调皮的狗，一起在动物园度过了一天。
They see a lion.
他们看到了一只狮子。
The lion rests on the grass.
狮子在草地上休息。
They also see an elephant.
他们还看到了一头大象。
The elephant drinks water with its trunk.
大象用鼻子喝水。
Max and Mia see a monkey.
麦克斯和米亚看到一只猴子。
The monkey climbs a tree.
猴子爬树。
Mia likes to run.
米亚喜欢跑。
Max likes to observe.
麦克斯喜欢观察。
They visit the bear house.
他们参观了熊馆。
The bear eats fruit.
熊吃水果。
They go to the aquarium.
他们去了水族馆。
There are many fish inside.
里面有很多鱼。
Max and Mia are happy.
麦克斯和米亚很开心。
They learn a lot about animals.
他们学到了很多关于动物的知识。
The weather is nice today.
今天天气很好。
They enjoy the sunshine.
他们在阳光下享受。
The night comes quickly.
夜晚很快来了。
Max and Mia feel tired.
麦克斯和米亚感到疲倦。
They go home.
他们回家。
A weekend in Paris.
一个周末在巴黎。
Lisa and her friend Tim plan a weekend trip to Paris.
丽莎和她的朋友蒂姆计划去巴黎进行一次周末旅行。
They discuss the travel plans.
他们讨论旅行计划。
Lisa says she wants to see the Eiffel Tower.
丽莎说她想看埃菲尔铁塔。
Tim suggests visiting the Louvre.
蒂姆提议去卢浮宫。
They pack their bags.
他们收拾好行李。
Their flight is on Friday night.
他们的航班是周五晚上。
They arrive at the airport.
他们到达机场。
Their flight is delayed.
他们的航班被推迟了。
They are a bit worried.
他们有点担心。
Later, they finally take off.
后来，他们终于起飞了。
They arrive in Paris.
他们到达巴黎。
They find their luggage.
他们找到了自己的行李。
Then, they take the metro to the hotel.
然后，他们乘地铁去酒店。
The metro is a bit crowded.
地铁有点拥挤。
They ask a friendly person for directions.
他们问一个友好的人路。
Finally, they reach the hotel.
最后，他们到达酒店。
They rest for a while.
他们休息一下。
The plan for tomorrow is to visit museums.
明天的计划是参观博物馆。
They have a great time in Paris.
他们在巴黎度过了美好的时光。
A day in Berlin.
今天在柏林。
Anna guides her friends through her hometown Berlin.
安娜带朋友们游览她的家乡柏林。
They visit museums.
他们去参观博物馆。
They enjoy local food at the market square.
他们在市场广场品尝当地美食。
They discover hidden parks.
他们发现了隐藏的公园。
In the morning, they visited Berlin Cathedral.
早上，他们参观了柏林大教堂。
There are beautiful stained glass windows inside.
那里面有美丽的彩绘玻璃。
At noon, they went to Museum Island.
中午，他们去了博物馆岛。
They spent hours at the Pergamon Museum.
他们在佩加蒙博物馆度过了几个小时。
In the afternoon, they shopped at a flea market.
下午，他们去马克思收藏品店购物。
They bought some small souvenirs.
他们买了几个小纪念品。
In the evening, they dined at a cozy restaurant.
晚上，他们在一家舒适的餐厅用餐。
Anna's friends loved their food.
安娜的朋友们喜欢他们的食物。
After dinner, they walked along the river bank.
晚饭后，他们沿着河畔散步。
The moonlight was beautiful.
月光很美。
They took many photos along the way.
他们一路上拍了很多照片。
At the end of the night, they returned to the hotel.
晚上结束时，他们回到了旅馆。
It was their favorite day.
这是他们最喜欢的一天。
The lost directions.
失落的路线指南。
Paul wants to meet his friend at a concert but loses his directions. He must find his way through the dense city traffic and rely on the help of locals.
保罗想在音乐会上见他的朋友，但他丢失了路线。他必须在城市的密集交通中找到出路，并依赖当地人的帮助。
The Global Transport Network, A Journey Through Time.
全球交通网络，一次穿越时间的旅行。
This story examines the development of transportation from the invention of the wheel to futuristic travel in the Hyperloop.
这个故事考察了从车轮的发明到未来的超回路旅行的发展。
Experts and passionate travelers recount their experiences and visions.
专家和热衷的旅行者讲述了他们的经历和愿景。
From ancient highways to modern skyways, humans have always pursued faster and more efficient routes to their destinations.
从古代的大道到现代的空中之路，人类一直在追求更快、更有效地到达目的地的方法。
Our journey begins in the Middle East 4,000 years ago, where the first wheels were born.
我们的旅程从4000年前的中东开始，这里见证了人类最早的轮子。
In ancient times, pedestrians and vehicles shared roads, just as they do today.
在古代，行人和车辆分享道路，与现代一样。
The 18th century saw the advent of steam power, revolutionizing terrestrial transit.
18世纪见证了蒸汽动力的到来，彻底改变了地面交通。
Steam trains first connected cities, rapidly expanding commerce.
蒸汽火车首次将城市连接，商业迅速扩展。
Planes in the early 20th century made the skies the new frontier.
20世纪早期的飞机使天空成为新边界。
Commercial aviation was born, shrinking the world.
民航诞生，使世界更小。
The 2000s began to bring private spaceflight into the realm of possibility.
2000年代开始将私人航天飞行带入可能范围。
Private companies now race to offer space tourism.
私人公司现在竞相提供太空旅游。
The Hyperloop concept promises to traverse the Earth at supersonic speeds.
Hyperloop 概念承诺以超音速速度穿越地球。
Magnetic levitation pods and tubes represent a revolution in travel.
通过管道中的磁悬浮舱，这是一场旅行革命。
Experts anticipate how new energies will further transform transport.
专家们期待着新的能源将如何进一步改变交通。
The goal of sustainability is charting the future paths.
可持续发展的目标正在指引未来的道路。
We are witnessing a new era of transportation that could alter our way of life.
我们正在目睹交通的新时代，可能会改变我们的生活方式。